SBS Radio.
My guest is Sam Weston, a graduate from the Warren Beck Rangers program, a course designed by Trust for Nature specifically for traditional owners and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders wishing to gain skills to work on country and to work in conservation. Sam Weston shares his experience enrolling in the course and what he gained from it.
I started that cert-free program alongside the work I was doing with Western Port Water. I guess it really panned out for me because I didn't really have a background in on-ground conservation, land management, how to use chainsaws, brush cutters, and just being out on country and you know, looking at a plant and being able to ID it and that sort of thing. So I think I was a part of a cohort of about it was probably about 8 or 9 of us, small group, but all Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander group. I fit in pretty well there. I also have gone to university prior to that, and I can tell you that, you know, I felt a lot more comfortable being a part of that smaller and Indigenous group. So I really got a lot out of it and really gelled with that group. And it was interesting to sort of see the dynamic of it because there were guys there that had been doing this land management previously, and you know they didn't have a you know some sort of certificate or you know recognition on paper that they were qualified. But I probably learnt more from those guys, you know, if not more from those guys than the course itself. So it was really good, yeah.
That's exactly what that's exactly the message I got from Trust for Nature. I spoke to them yesterday and they said it's a course. Of course, they're providing the certificate, but it's more about gaining knowledge from traditional owners and traditional land management and applying all this in the program. It just confirmed what they said. And how did you find out about this program?
So it was my work provider at the time that actually stumbled across the advertisement. I think it was through a reconciliation action planning team at work. So those guys, using their networks, came across the advertisement and got me onto that. So that was me. I do know other people just sort of, it sort of branched out far and wide, I guess, just through Facebook and things like that to try and just to put it out there. So,
yeah. A lot of the others that I've come across are actually work directly for Trust for Nature, and you're one that's not part of the organization.
That was probably part of that learning process for me and also for my work, Western Port Water, because I started in this traineeship role and they didn't really know what to expect. You know, they were doing a reconciliation action plan. It was their first one. They sort of had a mild idea of where my traineeship would go, that I would study and I'd probably end up doing, you know, land management or something, but there wasn't really a clear pathway for me. So just going through the course in itself, I've developed my networks now. I actually did a bit of part-time work with the Wurundjeri Land Council with their land management, conservation and land management team, so the NARIP team. Same thing, I was really starting from zero, and by the end, you know, we did brush cutting of creeks, tree planting, you know, like native plants, and it was just nice to be able to say, you know, this is this plant, and I know what the actual environmental benefits for planting that particular tree or plant would provide. So a bit of context. Also, we got into doing some cultural burning as well. So at the moment, it's something that's being closely looked at. So you know, by the wider community. So just having that extra experience as a, I guess, a land manager is is really
important. Especially because traditional burning is gaining more and more traction, considering what we went through at the beginning of the year with wildfires right across the eastern seaboard in New South Wales, Victoria, right going all the way down south to South Australia. The wildfires really opened everyone's eyes on measures that have been around actually for millennia and that people had forgotten, and yet there are people who still have the knowledge to carry out cultural burnings and protect the environment.
I didn't mention this at the start, but I'm my tribe is the Barkindji people, so we're actually from
New South Wales,
the far west New South Wales area. So I grew up there, and I didn't really have at the time. I didn't grow up on country, so we did a bit of fishing on the river and that, but when there was good water in there. They still do burning, in the desert. So it's an Australia-wide thing, and I guess that was another one of the benefits of doing the course is that. I'll be able to take some of that knowledge. If it doesn't roughly translate over to my country, say, but even the stuff like chainsaws, brush cutting, I can take that in the fire knowledge. I'll be able to take that, one day. I've at least got it in the back of my mind. So when I do get back to my own land. Hopefully I'll be able to participate and also spread that knowledge to everyone else as well.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.